Hi, this is Asher Black. So I've been thinking about what politics and social issues have to do with art, probably because I feel like someone's going to come up and tap me on the shoulder and demand that I explain the relationship. I mean, you know, it's one thing if you do paintings and sculptures because, you know, these artists often deal in social injustices and so forth. But if you write fiction, you know, I'm not sure that people regard that as art in the same way. I don't know. Depends on what people, I suppose. But, you know, for me, thinking about injustice and peace and suffering, it's sort of like it conveys the ability to think at all. I think what it is that, you know, sometimes by working these things out in your head and by trying to solve them, even if they're unsolvable problems, you end up creating in your mind or on your palette, if you will, story elements that people are interested in, and or at least I sure am. And maybe it doesn't come out as a grandiose, epic solution to a struggle, but sometimes for me it's just demonstrating the issue. So deviance, for instance, what does that look like? What does it mean? And how is that informed by thinking through how deviance is treated in the world, or injustice, or even just what friendship looks like, and how does that differ when it's real from what we often call friendship? It's sort of like the difference between Wonder Bread and bread. Speaking of which, I've been watching with some disgust some of the commercials on TV. One of the most recent ones that's bothered me was the V8 commercial, you know, a full serving of vegetables in every glass. And I'm thinking, gosh, you know, these people that believe that and are just eating it up. You know, but one of those people would be my own mother, who sort of learned to put food on the table in the 1950s when they were telling us that Wonder Bread was more nutritious and, you know, instant food that came from a can or a box or that was heat and serve was better. And the impression that was given is that food that, you know, that mother makes is incompetent or is unhealthy or dirty somehow. That, you know, the average mother really doesn't know how to put together a healthy meal. So you need these corporations, these mega food conglomerates, to help you by putting in the right amount of magnesium and with the MSG and all of that. So, but listening to this, I'm just thinking, my God, if you have trouble eating a single serving of vegetables in a day, so much trouble that you have to get a glass and drink it down and cool it. It's not the same thing, but even if it was, oh my gosh, there's just no hope if that's what we got to do, if we've got to just about give it to you intravenously. But a worse one, the one I saw, have seen a few times recently. So they say, it's Pediasure. So they say, when our daughter's growth was affected by poor diet, our doctor recommended Pediasure. And I'm thinking, so you're stunting your daughter's growth by feeding her garbage, and your doctor's answer is Pediasure? How about giving her decent food and making her eat it? How about, you know, putting a nutritious meal on the table instead of stunting her growth with a garbage diet and then trying to fix that by cramming some kind of, you know, adult baby formula down her throat? Wow. So, yeah, that's another example. But it's part of our general trend, too, of just substitution of health products for actual health, or you know, all of these cereal boxes and cans that start throwing out the word organic, or hell, I could take a dump, that's organic. I shouldn't have said that. Oh well, you heard it here, folks. But you know, saying this is healthy or that's healthy, it's really kind of annoying, because people's idea of health isn't necessarily what health is. I mean, healthy, it's almost health in quotation marks. For instance, how much protein do you actually need? Or, you know, for that matter, carbs are healthy. And so there's this emphasis, well, you know, you can eat all you want of the good carbs. Well, really? I mean, all you want? So all you got to do is have a box that's chock full of the good carbs, and you just write healthy on it. But is it healthy if you sit down and eat 5 pounds of it? I don't think so. So, I don't know. No profound points tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Just my general annoyance, and I'm largely motivated by being annoyed by what the general culture is doing, when I'm not motivated by, you know, the sadness and suffering and injustice in the world. So that's what I'm thinking about. I've been working in the office all day. I'm a little tired, and I've been working on the blog, as you guys can probably see if you're looking, and these podcasts. And incidentally, you'll be glad to notice, if you were listening to the others, that I turned down the microphone. I lowered the level, so I won't be blowing your eardrums with right through the breath guard anymore. All right, this is Asher Black. It's been a pleasure, and of course you'll be hearing from me again soon.